hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost up positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators on a home ugly fields. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers eating fresh rugs. Call me private label, I be leaving bread.
Oh yeah, welcome to episode 150 of the Permaculture Pimpcast. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. And don't forget, PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. How you doing, honey?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Heaven's Harvest, y'all. 10% off with promo code PERMA. Look, y'all, everything's getting real. I'm not going to belabor the point. All the reasons in the world why you ought to be checking out some of these sponsors here. And just remember, if you're going to do it, use promo code PERMA, save yourself 10%. And if you would like, go ahead and check us out on the Fountain app, where you can tip a pimp in the form of SATs called Satoshis. One day I'll get this word right. It ain't going to be today, though. So you can listen to all your podcasts over there. You can even triple up the speed. And like I said, you can even drop a derivation of Bitcoin called sats. So drop some SATs on some PIMPs if you know what I mean. All right, so we're going to jump right into it. I want to thank everybody in the house tonight. Yeah, we weren't originally going to go live again, but I think what we're going to do is that if we're going to ever talk about anything that might be a little bit controversial, which seems like every episode according to YouTube, then we'll just use it for the audio format only. So you had an idea that this was going to be what? This is like the demarcation point, because there is nothing that we're getting into here that should hit any red flags, right?
It shouldn't, but it might, because it's health related. So I don't know how much they're cracking down on, if they would even consider this health related. I'm not sure. So we will find out.
Yes, we will. And hey, want to give a shout out to everybody in the house. Jeffrey, East Texas, Debbie, Sandy, you name it, all of you, everybody's in the house. Everybody hit that thumbs up. Let them know to start suppressing us immediately. All right. So we're going to jump right into the farm news. And so we get up this morning. I had this entire day, every single time I do this, and folks, this is just the reality of farm life. It's going to happen. I had everything planned out. I was going to wake up at this certain time, do my little routine, which we're going to talk about, by the way, and we're even going to do a video on it. Do my little routine, and then I was going to add this other very special part into my routine, and then lo and behold, what do I see when I go out? I look out that window. Michelle's in the bathroom, and I look out there. I'm kind of putting the curtains back. All the sheep are out, and I mean out, all of them. Only one still left inside that sheep fence is the dog.
Poor Milk Boy. Yeah. He's and just I'm like, sitting there like, where'd everybody go?
Yes. Yeah, so he's sitting there, has this bewildered look on his face. And so I thought it was going to be much worse than it ended up being. So I was like, okay, well, we kind of had them separated. We're like, well, it's time to put them back together anyway. And they're already out. So here's the moral to the story. When you have a bunch of sheep on an incline that in some ways almost seems straight up vertical, and then when it rains, some of them might be a little bit close to that fence. They get caught up in that fence, and it ain't the first time I've ever seen a sheep get killed getting wrapped up in a fence. Yeah. This one kicked his way out of it and got away, and then since the fence was down, the rest of them said, oh, all right, thanks, man. We'll go with you. So, yeah, it wasn't a big deal. It really wasn't. I mean, just open up the other fence. You can lead them with a bucket back in. And that's the number one reason why I think it's always cool, even though you may have them 100% on pasture, but if there's ever a chance that they get out, you want them at least a little bit. Well, you want them excited when they see a bucket.
Right.
You want them to absolutely think that there is something magical in that bucket. Just four cases like this. So it wasn't too difficult. So we put them in a different spot. But yeah, that kind of threw me out of my pattern this morning, but got back in the saddle, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. So another thing, we put out that video concerning, oh, gee, do I have to play with my words on this one? No, I don't think so. We put out that last video, and it was regarding all the EMF stuff that's going on. And, you know, I've been testing this stuff nonstop. I mean, testing everything, y'all. I'm testing how well does grounding work if you have socks on? Okay, what if those socks are, let's say, cotton? Do they work any different if you have socks on and you ground? Believe it or not, I'm testing this kind of stuff. I'm testing every conceivable thing. And a lot of you out there gave me some really good ideas, and I'm actually getting them tested out. But better still, I'm finding ways to mitigate the problems. One of the ones, yeah, you can find so-called solutions on YouTube regarding things like a smart meter. And in a lot of locales, you can't get rid of them, or it is a nightmare to try and get rid of them. I think we live in one of them. So I'm coming up with ways in which that thing can still transmit and still protect you at the same time. I got some really good prototypes I'm about ready to put on there, but I am testing everything, because the more and more I test it, I got to be honest with you, it will shock you some of the things. I mean, even the compact fluorescent light bulbs, they're putting out stuff, albeit not, you know, over the moon, but as a cumulative effect.
Right.
So when you add that along to your microwave, and then the thing I didn't expect most was a TV.
When it's turned off.
When it's off. I mean, you think you got the power off. It ain't off. I know, because you got to yank the cord on that thing. So anyway, we're doing all kinds of tests, all kinds of stuff. So we're going to do subsequent videos on not only what the problem is, but how to mitigate the harm to you. Because if you're counting on the powers that shouldn't be to tell you what those are, well, yeah, there's a long list of reasons that would almost certainly get me banned right now if I were to bring them up, where the powers that shouldn't be say, yeah, do this, take this, shoot this. And then it didn't turn out to be what they should, what it should have been. So anyway, I'm doing a lot of testing on that stuff, and I'm going to keep dropping it as soon as I know. A lot of the information I've also put out on Patreon as far as the DIY stuff. So yeah, you can get over there and check some of that as well. But I'm going to keep putting this stuff out, and I'm going to show you mitigation methods that you can do with very little expense, if any at all. And somebody asked me to even try out aluminum foil. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to check all these things out. And by the way, I'll save you the suspense when it comes to your socks. Let's say you're inside the house. Let's say it's cold. Or let's say you're like her, where you're always cold, right? Yeah. And that goes for a lot of women I know out there, too, that seem to be cold all the time. Let's say you don't want to take off your socks, and you have one of those grounding mats. And you can acquire those in a lot of different places. Of course, our latest sponsor, which is Redemption Shield, they have them over there. 10% off will get you, well, Perma will get you 10% off in addition to the 20 they currently have. So it's a really good deal. But anyway, I'm in there playing around with this thing, and I'm like, okay, I've always got my feet bare on this. I wonder if I have a natural fiber, how will it work? And so far, I've tested wool on it. So let's say you're walking around at about 3 milliamps, or let's say it's 10. Just for good even numbers, I'm finding out that if you have a natural fiber between you and that grounded surface, it works almost as good. Almost as good.
What about a blend? Do you know if that would work?
Well, what I got on right now are those Cloudline.
Is that a blend?
It's mostly, yeah, it's a blend. It's not 100% wool, but yeah, it did work. And it was almost as good as going barefoot. Not as good, but almost. And Sandy's asking, did you test LED light bulbs? No, I haven't. Yeah, so I'll get on that too. That's something else I'll check out. So if anybody has any suggestions out there, by all means, I am testing everything I can get my hands on. I'm even looking into getting some more. Now, these things ain't cheap, man. I got to go out here and buy equipment for some of this stuff. I'm even looking into getting a Geiger counter for some of these other things, because I want to make sure that the mitigation strategies aren't worse than the freaking problem. So, I mean, I got some other stuff coming right now that I'm about to test. And I was on the phone today with the owner of Redemption Shield. She and I had a great conversation. We helped each other out on a little bit of particulars, and I suggested a certain thing to her. And she said, well, I've heard stories about this thing being radioactive. I'm like, what? So, yeah, Geiger counter is probably going to be in my future. So I'm getting all the testing equipment I can, and I'm going to let y'all know as soon as I know anything. And no one's half the battle. And believe it or not, like I said, even at Redemption Shield, if you don't want to spend the money on having these things already made, you can buy the fabric to mitigate a lot of this yourself. I mean, I've showed that just wrapping this stuff in copper fabric eliminated the signal all the way within the safe range. Did the same thing with some of these other things. But honestly, if you want something that's on the go, or, you know, you want to make your own pouch, knock yourself out. They got that military grade fabric and that stuff is working. So I'm going to keep it up. And if, like I said, once again, if you have any suggestions out there of anything you want me to test, by all means, let me know. For those that don't know, I'm a journeyman electrician, been one for 25 years. So that was my job before my other job. So we have multiple businesses, and some of which we don't even talk about. So working on the problems and also how to mitigate the problems as well. So gaining, this is another one I should probably do an entire show about. You and I actually filmed it earlier, and then I decided I didn't want to put it out. And what was that about, Michelle?
That was about, well, I don't know what you, I don't remember what the title was, but it's just like how to work in the winter months to gain new ground, basically.
Yeah, so the way we go about it, and folks, I'm telling you, it's a winter. I know everybody wants to chill out and do everything, you know, kind of ease up in the winter, but man, that is the best time. And tell me if I'm wrong, that's one of the best times, if not the best time, fall and winter, to get ahead on all those pieces of ground that are covered in briars, thorns, thistles, all that stuff. You could have run your animals. Let's say you ran, and here's, I'll give you a brief example of what I'm talking about. So let's say you got a place that is so overgrown, so awful, just the nastiest piece of bush you ever saw in your life. Okay, so what we do is run the pigs in there first. And literally, it was so bad, we were using machetes and chainsaws to initially cut a way through it. You could not see daylight from our house to the south side of the house. You couldn't do it. It was that bad. I'm sorry, to the north side. So literally had to walk through with machetes, weed eaters, chainsaws, just to get a fence in there. So we got the fence. Now it means we put pigs. Pigs go in there, do their thing. They're going to wreck it. They're going to do whatever, and that's okay. In fact, I let them go a little bit long. And then obviously behind them, we're going to run sheep. You could run cows, although you ain't running cows on these slopes, but you could run a number of things to go through and knock it down a little bit more. And now you do all that, you plan it all out to where you could be done. Let's say your animals ran through, and the latest you have them go through is, let's say, October. Then it's going to start getting cold, which means that stuff is not going to be vegetative. It's going to be in a dormant state. But now you ran enough of your animals through to where you can really work. They did a lot of work for you. They put down a little bit of carbon. They put down their poop. So they already created that for you. Now you can get in with a weed eater, whatever, chainsaw, you name it, it'll knock it all down. So that's the beauty about doing that. Now, I was initially going to do a video like that, and I'm like, man, I kind of covered this before. I was going to give the latest on how it's going and show, because the improvement is astonishing. But don't overlook, everybody wants to take it easy in the winter. Hey, that's good. I mean, we should do that. And frankly, I'm not great at it. But if you got a piece of ground where you can find that time, go through, get all that stuff chopped out, and then you're going to find out the woodier species, things that goats would like to eat, the more you beat them back, because their life cycle is only there. They have a longer life cycle. It's not like grass. If you have something grazed that's thorny, as often as you graze grass, it will kill it, which is a good thing. That's what you want. And it's also going to improve the soil, because now that biomass of all those roots and everything else are now in the soil. So I didn't mean to spend so much time on this, but man, everybody's wondering how to do this, how to clear this. This is, you can do it when it's vegetative, but I'm telling you what, it is 10 times harder. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah. That property that we had in Texas, when we first moved there, it was that you couldn't even get to the, you could hardly move on it, but there was this area along the barbed wire fence that was the property line. And that's what I did during the wintertime, was just gradually clear a little bit of an area at a time and just work on it a little bit every day. And it works. I mean, it goes fast if you just spend a little bit of time working on it.
Yeah, it's a pain. Just do it 20 minutes at a time. I did a video a while back of how much you can gain just by doing it 20 minutes at a time. And that's really all it takes. So another thing that happened this week, Eric Sider, you hear him on the show all the time. He sent in some compost and you tested it.
Right. He had, yeah, and this is the first time I saw 17 nematodes in the sample, which I've never had that many, even close to that many. No. Episodes.
I mean, and in fact, honestly, y'all, Eric needs to be teaching some doggone compost classes, because honestly, that stuff, he did like a laissez-faire sort of approach to making it. And that stuff was off the meat wagon. That compost was fantastic. I mean, far above the standards of what's considered biocomplete yep. on every single metric. And here's what's so awesome about that is there are so many people that don't get to that point. Eric did. So y'all go check out his YouTube channel. You're going to be glad you did. He's one of my mentors. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, the man is the cat's meow. So go check him out over there. And you're going to be glad you did. Honestly, anybody that listens to this show, man, there's no way you're not edified by the information he provides. He's really that awesome. So, yeah, another little side thing of I wonder if anybody else has this problem. Just help me out here. You and I, on this very same day, it was after the last podcast, all of a sudden, yeah, this is farm news, I guess, all of a sudden start having all these crazy phone issues. Yeah. How about that? It's like every time there's certain topics that I touch on, that all of a sudden we have electronic, you know, people are telling me, they're emailing me, but I don't get them. And they're not in the scrap folder. What do you call that? The spam folder or any of that? I don't
know. Yeah. Scrap, spam, whatever.
Scrap, spam, compost, you name it. It all goes to the same place. But the point is, I'm just floored that every single time we talk about certain things, we start having problems. You've had a lot too, haven't you?
Yeah. Somebody sent us pictures. There was a group message, and I didn't even get all. I saw Billy respond, and I was like, what is he responding? Like, he's responding like 2 weeks too late. What is he doing? And then I find out that somebody had sent pictures, and I hadn't gotten any of them. That was just the start of it.
Yeah. Before we get into Pastor Lon, y'all. So Michelle, I have to cue that up. Look, y'all, I guess I am a conspiracy theorist. I mean, I'm not a coincidence theorist. I could tell you that. Look, there's certain things, certain topics, when we talk about them, strange things happen. So it is what it is. And with that, y'all, we're going to go straight into the homesteading pastor, Pastor Lon.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Lon. I want to share a little nugget with you from a video of mine that I shared on my YouTube channel over the weekend, where I was talking about being true to ourselves, or being true to yourself. Be you. Be who you are. It says a lot of people living a counterfeit life today, trying to fit in with a certain crowd. And that's not going to get you anywhere in life. You see, we were all uniquely made by God Almighty, with different personalities, different traits, different outlooks on life. We all have something different to bring to the table, and that's what makes life so good. But there's a lot of people that they're trying to be somebody they're not, just to fit in with a certain crowd. But let me tell you, if they can't accept you for who you are, you don't need to be in that crowd. You don't need to be in that circle of friends, because that's not friends at all. You see, real friends will accept you, the real you, how God created you, the unique you. So don't try to change and compare yourself to somebody else just to fit in with the crowd. Be you. And I'll assure you, if you'll be yourself and be true to God, He'll give you the friends that you need in this life.
Amen to that. I know God has picked better friends for me than I've ever picked for me. That's a fact. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, both of us have suffered from that. And I'll dare say there's a bunch of you out there that have suffered from the very same thing. You know, I was never, ever, ever comfortable. I mean, a lot of it, I can go all the way back to the origin story. But, you know, for a long time, I pretended to be something I wasn't, so I could fit in. When I was growing up, I did it an awful lot because, well, that part of where I grew up in Oklahoma, believe me, it was made known to me just about every single day that I didn't look like everybody else. And some folks would use colorful language, and I had a chip on my shoulder. And then at the same time, I worked so hard to be somebody wanted to like, or I just didn't have the highest opinion of myself. And to this day, I struggle with those very same things, but I'm glad to report that for years now, man, I really honestly could not care less who doesn't like me. I mean, this has been a Michelle, to a certain extent, I know you've suffered with that.
Yeah,
too.
I've suffered from with that. And I think probably a lot of women can relate. Like, if you don't like the same things that that typical women like, then it's you're gonna spend a lot of time alone.
Well, sometimes the strongest tree does stand alone. And that's where I ended up getting to. I mean, I spent a lot of years not being who I was meant to be because of all that idiotic programming. And that's part of what I'm going to cover today. And the main topic is how I am working on undoing this stuff. And folks, I'm telling you, I think there's a lot of you out there that might find a fair bit of this helpful. All right. Before we get into the good news, I want to remind you, hey, we got a new sponsor, Redemption Shield. And once again, they didn't hit me up. I hit them up. And of all the people out there that sell all of this shielding material, they were the only ones, Gina, over there at Redemption Shield, the only one that agreed that no matter what my findings were, she would allow me to publish them on YouTube. That's how right then and there, I knew this lady was the cat's meow. So I was like, okay, yeah, let me test your stuff out. Once again, test out like a champ. I put my stamp on it, and it's what we use. Redemption Shield with promo code PERMA will knock off 10% of the already discounted 20%, and I think that's going through the end of the year. So we're going to get Gina on the show, and we're going to go into, folks, I'm telling you, her story is great. It's astonishing, and actually, she considers what she does as something of a ministry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she really does. When you figure out how she's helped herself, she doesn't go anywhere without this stuff. And I'm like, man, just talking to her, I'm realizing, you know, there are actually people out there that walk the talk. And a lot of you out there are listening right now and paying attention. I know you're one of these people, but it's really, really awesome when you work with people that honestly have an ethic where, like our Michelle, why don't you tell them what our model is for business around here?
Well, I think there's a couple of different ways to say it, but the way I like to say it is just be a blessing and meet other people's needs and other, you know, just the business will follow. But yeah. Like I think we really try to be a blessing to other people.
Yeah. I see money as a byproduct of doing good work, and we don't require much. So we live a low consumption lifestyle. Excuse me. My new truck right now, y'all, shoot, what is it like? 15 years old. Yeah, that's the way I roll. So, I mean, nothing wrong with anybody having nice stuff. I'm just saying, you know, we try to put our money where the mouth is, and I'll just leave it right there. All right. So jumping right into the good news, check this out. So I want a lady's perspective, and I know there's a lot of ladies out there listening right now. So check this out. Women should, quote, learn to lose gracefully to trans athletes, says Democrat witness who doesn't even know what a woman is. Yeah. So what do you say to that, Michelle? I mean, should you get into an MMA match with that? I remember there was this trans testicle by the name of Fallon Fox. Go look it up. Look it up. A dude fighting women in mixed martial arts and beating them up to the point where they, I mean, they're like hospitalized.
Yeah, where it's causing, yeah. It's not, women are not going to be able to compete. You take the most athletically gifted, strongest women, they're not going to be able to compete with a man. I've heard people say, like some of these guys that have gone into the transition, and they say, well, just because they had 18 years of testosterone doesn't make them any, that they've proven that doesn't make them any, have any advantage. That is, I can't even believe that they are trying to say this. Like I can't even believe we're at this point where we have men competing with women and everybody's trying to act like, oh, it's completely fair.
You know what I'm waiting for? Some old boy is going to go put a 5-minute flurry of fist on a woman. No, I'm telling you, this is probably going to happen. I'm not trying to be cute here. Some old boy, I don't know, is probably going to work some woman over, and his defense is going to be probably, well, I identify as a woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it might get to that. I don't know. But all I know is this is the whacked up, upside down, smack it, flip it, rub it down, weird kind of world we're living in here right now, y'all. But yeah, women need to just take it like a man. Is that what they're saying? I think so. All right. Well, I don't know that that necessarily qualifies as good news. The reason I'm calling that good news is because the absurdity has got to hit a fever pitch before I think the majority of the United States of amnesia Sandy says just got demonetized. Yep. I think I did. So we'll just see how this goes. So here's another article. More and more hang on. I'm getting ahead of myself. The reason I'm calling that good news is that it's about, if you look at ancient Rome, you read Fall and Decline of the Roman Empire by Edward Gibbon, and you can read it in excerpts. It's a tough read. And you look at how the depravity hit a level that seemed impossible to believe during Rome's fall. In fact, 100 years up until then, maybe actually a couple of hundred years. So to see it overlay right now in the United States of amnesia is just surreal to me. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is kind of good news because it is getting so absurd that when things get harder and harder and harder, and believe me, they are, they're coming. If you think relief is right around the corner, look, I hate to disappoint you, but it ain't happening that way. And as this thing unfolds, as things get crazier and crazier and crazier, it has to hit a point of depravity where a druggie has to hit rock bottom before they wake up. And I don't think we're there yet. So I'm saying that's good news because as crazy as it's getting, people are finally hitting. Like Pastor Lon, I agree that this is a cure. We have a sickness that only starvation cures, sadly. History proves it. Only one, maybe two times in human history that we know of a decadent society that ever cured itself. One was in the Roaring 20s. Great Depression happens. What did it create? The Greatest Generation. An argument was made before I had to give a $300 knife set away because somebody brought up Nineveh. Yeah, but they still got dealt with later. So, and we don't know to what extent they actually straightened up. I mean, they were pretty doggone evil. But the point being is that history proves that you got to have this crucible of really hard times before you ever find your way out of this pit. So that's why I'm calling it good news. All right. More and more lockdown experts are admitting they were wrong. Now they are begging for forgiveness.
Are they really begging for forgiveness, or are they just saying, let's just forget about it?
Well, I think what they know, and I'm going to speak phonetically to a certain extent here. I think they're looking into the data of people like that guy in New Zealand in charge of all their IT stuff over there. He was front row center to all the things that were going on, right? And they're looking at the numbers, and it is breathtakingly dreadful, that bad. And some of the other numbers are coming out of the UK. And then more and more numbers are coming out of places like Australia. And then here, there seems we have greater barriers. And now some of those numbers are coming out as well. So some people like Mike Adams, I think even Alex Jones have said, these people see what's happening. Even I think Stu Peters. If you ask me to say which one, I don't know. It could have been all three. I know it was one of those three, or maybe all of the above. What they think is that a lot of these people are coming forward saying, well, yeah, my bad. We're just going to move on, knowing full well that when people realize what has happened, that there will be no place for them to hide. And I tend to agree with them.
Yeah, I haven't heard people saying, oh, please forgive me. I've heard people saying, let's just pretend that it didn't happen that way. Let's rewrite history. And we didn't really say that. They want to forget that they said, what are we going to do with all these people that aren't getting vaccinated?
Can't say that. But okay, if we weren't demonetized before, we definitely are now. I spent all that time trying to talk around this, Michelle, and then just like that, bam. Yeah. So it is what it is. So yeah, it looks like we're off the rumble after all. So anyway, other good news. Hunter Biden indicted on 9 tax charges, could spend up to 17 years in prison. Okay. Yeah, this is good news to a certain extent, but Hunter Biden indicted on 9 tax charges. Does anybody really believe this dude is ever going to see a day in this, in the clink?
Or his dad?
Yeah. I mean, and look, for all the ones out there thinking, oh, I'm some Republican shill, got news for you. I ain't no Republican. I ain't no Democrat. It ain't no red state. There ain't no blue state. It's a state against you once you realize it. And I've known this for a very, very long time. But the reason why I'm excited about this is he's going to walk. And then, like I said before, where you need these little chinks in the armor that have to happen. And then people slowly but surely. Look, this is how the French Revolution jumped off. Okay? This is how it happened. Remember, you need three things to subjugate a people. Food, entertainment, and a reasonable expectation of security. If you have two of those three, you're going to have something, you know, things are going to get kind of silly. We're going to get stupid, kind of lose control. You lose two of those three, you get a French Revolution. You get a Russian Revolution. Well, Russian Revolution was actually helped up by a lot of Wall Street bankers out there, but that's another story altogether. Same to a certain extent with the French Revolution. But the point being, this dude's going to walk. Nothing's really going to happen, or he'll do time in a country club prison for like 6 months. Probably in a rehab center where he's in there getting high as, you know, all get out anyway. But like I said, it's this sort of thing that has to unfold for people to wake up. You were going to say something.
But I was going to say, that's not even what is the biggest thing. It's the fact that him and his father were in getting money from China is like, nobody cares about the tax corruption. It's the other... the other crimes that we need to be focusing on.
Well, they would throw anybody else in the slammer right off the bat. It's ready, fire, aim when it comes to anybody out here. But once again, this is how it unfolded in the French Revolution. We got a lot of overlays. I mean, folks, you want to see how all this stuff jumps out? Read the book called The Fourth Turning, or at least get the information out of it. Every 80 years, as far back as anybody's ever recorded in Western culture, and I'm sure it's the same in Eastern culture as well. You have, look, just like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. We see these cycles like in Ecclesiastes, you know, time to be born, time to die. No, it wasn't. I know it was a Beatles song, but they got it from Ecclesiastes. Point is, we see these cycles over and over and over again, and you can see all these different cycles unfolding right now. This is why we speak so much about preparedness, because it's getting real in the biggest way imaginable. All right, y'all, when we get back to it, we're going to go into our main topic. Let's kick it off to my man, Eric Sider.
Hey, Eric Sider here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, the greatest compost system on earth. Yesterday was Jeff Lawton's birthday, so it was only fitting to honor the amazing compost system he created, the Chicken Tractor on steroids. And I don't think anyone has evangelized this system more than the Permaculture Pimp himself on this very channel. Now, we both know the genius of a system that produces eggs, meat, and compost for free, and we both knew that it produced amazing compost, but we haven't yet had the chance to test it under the microscope to get that validation. Since I just harvested my latest batch and I don't have a microscope myself yet, I sent it off to the good folks at Permapastures Farm for a compost assessment. And as Billy would say, the results were off the meat wagon. Honestly, didn't know what to expect. I have been slacking a bit in my management as of late for a few different reasons. So this is probably the laziest compost I've ever made. I'm sure there's a lesson in there somewhere. I mostly just attribute it to the magical interaction of the chickens. I've been running the urban version for over a year now. That's 11 birds on 200 square feet with very simple inputs. Wood shavings, weeds from the garden and surrounding area, food scraps from the kitchen, and chicken manure. This is a system almost anyone can manage, and it will keep your garden in full production forever. You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Eric Sider, and if you're in need of permaculture t-shirts or remote permaculture consultation and design, head over to ericsider.com.
That's my dog, y'all. I'm telling you, that stuff was off. I didn't know until right now what Eric was going to say on that. Michelle gets the downloads, the email of what Eric's going to say. I had no idea he was going to talk about that. Folks, the system works. Jeff Lawton, the genius he is, came up with the Chicken Tractor on steroids, never tried to take claim for it. 100% of the credit goes to Jeff. The only thing we ever did was just test it in different variables. But I'm telling you, the intellectual property of Jeff Lawton is second to none. The man is the pimp daddy of permaculture, in my view.
And it's just, it's so funny to me that he said that that was the laziest, like he didn't do a whole lot to it, which seems to be where you get the best results when you're not constantly turning it.
Yeah. That's what we find out too, is that what we see in a lot of the compost that we test or whatever, in a lot of cases, you'll be high on bacteria and low on fungus. And then you got to work to try to get that fungus up. Look, just to give you a brief example of what I'm talking about, to be biocomplete, the minimum standard is 135 micrograms per gram of bacteria and fungus. I'm making it very simple. Right out of the gates, and in no time at all, he's got stuff 800 micrograms per gram right out of the gates. And like Michelle said, nematodes popping out. I asked, like, dude, did you put some nematodes in this thing?
Yeah, did you? That's what I thought. I mean, when I first saw him, I was like, oh, he must have added some nematodes to his.
I'm like, dude, no. All he did was just, look, it's just good sound management. You want to know how we do it? Like I said, just check out Chicken Tractor on steroids. I'm not going to kid you. It is a little more labor intensive. If you're wanting to just throw feed out to the chickens and that's the limit of your interaction, well, this isn't the system for you. It's going to require a little bit of work. You got to put the compost together. You got to do all those things. But Eric's proving that that compost was off the chain. So, yeah, go check out Jeff Lawton, hero in so many different respects. And go check out Eric's site. You're going to be glad you did. All right, before we get into the main topic here, $50 off EMP Shield with promo code PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. Like I said, I've been a journeyman electrician for 25 years, and I'm here to tell you, folks. Here to tell you, the number one threat in most cases is almost always going to be lightning. Until recently, I would have said that is, without a doubt, your number one concern. But these days, it might actually be an EMP. So go ahead, get one, put it on your house, save your $50. And if nothing else, this thing is guaranteed, if anything gets past it in the form of lightning, 25 G's is what they're going to cover. You don't even have to go to your insurance. Once again, they didn't reach out to me. I reached out to them. That's how good the product it is. All right, so let's get into the main thing. And folks, this is something that's been a long time. We've given bits and pieces. We haven't done a comprehensive show on this. And good night. I mean, think about some of the things we've talked about already, okay? Well, let me back it up. Let me say it this way. How many things do you see going on in the world right now? A lot. How many are being told to you every single day? A lot. How much can you do anything about? None. But let's talk about some of those things you can do something about. And honestly, it blunts the effect of the information that you're getting elsewhere. You can do it with very little money, if any at all. A lot of these just have a component that you can absolutely do yourself. And we're talking about biohacking. Basically, it's become something of a thing lately. But I've been at this for a long, long time before they ever called it biohacking, just to find out how things work, how they work in the body. I mean, I've done this in so many different ways and really, really, really got serious about trying to get comprehensive understanding of so many different things and finding clever ways to put them all together. Now, we've talked about some of this before, but we're going to go into greater detail because today she and I just added another little element to the biohacking. And what was it?
The cold shower.
Yeah.
That I wasn't prepared to do.
Nope. Neither was I. And when I talked about this morning that I had already psyched myself up to do it in the morning. Yeah. And then the sheep got out. Man, I was like, okay, well, I'll just do it tomorrow. Right. And then about 3 o'clock this afternoon, I said, I talked to Eric about it the other day and he had done it and he was giving me some advice on how to do this. And man, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. First time out, I got in there. I've done it before in different iterations. I remember being in sapper school, U.S. Army sapper school, and swimming in Lake of the Ozarks at about 32 degrees. Yeah, you can't do anything about those situations, but here we are.
Well, today we did a shower, which does not work for me. But before, Kendra wanted to do it. Our niece that lives here, she wanted to do a cold plunge. So we filled up a trough with cold water. And you get in it and you just stay submerged up to your neck for the specified amount of time, which that works. I think that that works much better for me, because the standing in the shower, you have to make yourself like turn to get all of your body parts.
Yeah, and she wasn't turning. She was up in there like huddled up like a...
It was on my back. I was like, listen, it's what? On my back. That was good enough.
No, I was like, nah. So I'm sitting there. I've done it earlier. I did it first, and I had to pull... in fairness, I did about 20 seconds.
Yeah, you did it for like 20 seconds. And I'm standing in the shower, and you're yelling at me to like... I'm like, you didn't even do it. I'm standing here for 3 minutes.
I could have done it like you did. You're all huddled up
there. It was on my back, at least. No,
partially. But the point being is we added another little feather in the cap to what we're already doing. So, look, I'm just going to break it down, and I'm going to do it in a way I hope, hopefully, it makes it a little concise. I'm going to do a video on this tomorrow, hopefully, that it goes into greater detail. But, folks, look, collectively... Yeah, I tend not to want to use that word, but I get so many great ideas from people that reach out and said, hey, have you considered this or try it this way or whatever? I'm saying this to find out how many other people are doing these things, and maybe you got a better way of going about it. But also, look, I'm just going to give it to you straight up. Look, when I get up in the morning, and some of this might not sound like biohacking, but to me it is, because it's peace of mind. Okay, as soon as I wake up in that bed, I pray. Before I even put a foot on the ground, I pray. Get up out of there, go out. Now, in the old days, I'd be running straight to the coffee pot. Here's the first hack. And I've talked about it before, but I'm telling you, it works. If you get up, first thing you do is get coffee. Look, I know people are not going to want to hear this, and she's one of them, but I've been doing it successfully for a while now. And of all the hacks, all the things I've ever trained myself to do, it hasn't gotten easier not getting, well, it has, but it hasn't.
I think the wintertime would be the hardest part. Summertime, not so much, but like the wintertime would be the hardest part for me, because you just want something hot as soon as you wake up.
Yeah, but it's just so much of a habit that I'm like, okay, I'm going to put it off 2-3 hours. Believe it or not. Now, the experts say 60 to 90 minutes. I'm anywhere between 90 minutes to 120 minutes. So let's say 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. And the idea behind this is that when you get up, your serotonin, your melatonin levels haven't yet worked themselves out. Your body needs a little bit of time. So just drink water. And what you'll find out, now this is what the expert said, and I ended up doing it, is that what you'll find out, if you drink coffee straight up, you're going to have that coffee crash because you didn't let your body kind of even out first. You're going to have that crash, and then you're going to either want more coffee or just stay tired. Well, just by putting it off for 60 to 90 minutes, believe it or not, you don't get that crash. So that's hack number one, okay, of just getting up. Now, not taking the coffee. Then I get on my knees. I actually pray in the kitchen on my knees by myself, and I try to do that at least 3 times a day, where I'm literally physically on my knees. Then move on over to the couch. Simultaneously, now the sun is not up yet. Okay. So I'm like, okay, how can I overlay a bunch of things here? So what I do, I have a grounding mat. Once again, one of those mats from Redemption Shield. Before, I'd have to go outside or do a DIY thing. So I took this mat and I stick my feet on it. And then I start listening to the audio Bible while doing Wim Hof breathing for 3 cycles. So that might take, let's say 8-10 minutes tops. Okay, so you're doing that. So what did I do already? Didn't drink the coffee, grounded myself, even though I slept on a grounded bed, grounded myself, did my Bible study, which mentally gets me off and running. And then the last one, did the Wim Hof breathing. Okay. Now, another important thing, morning sun. Going out there. Now, what I'm adding into my regimen tomorrow is that as soon as we're done with the chores and we get back in the house, I'm going to do the cold shower. That sucks. I ain't going to lie, but I honestly felt like $1 million afterwards. How about you?
Yeah, I did, but.
But what?
But I'm going to need, I'm telling you, I have got to have no other, I have got to have like a tub where I have every, where I don't have any options. I'm submerged.
Yeah. So the shower, we got a tub, but I mean, it's kind of being, was it's, being used for storage. I mean,
yeah, but also it's not you, I don't think you can easily sub, like submerge your whole body in it. It's, I think you need like that trough we used was perfect.
Yeah. Cause
it's deeper.
Well, we're going to work on that, but the shower is going to, but the thing, the whole reason for the cold showers is, if you ask Wim Hof, there's going to be all kinds of wonderful benefits. But one of the chief benefits that so many people have talked about is what it does upstairs in your mind. In that all that blood just went to your most, it's not staying in your extremities. It's going inside. It's pumping all kinds of really happy things inside of you. And then when you do that, all of a sudden you go for hours. In fact, so many people say it is, quote, the drug of their drug of choice. That's what they say. It sucks. It's painful, but you learn to tolerate it better. And I'm going to learn to, because Andy, I felt like a million bucks.
Yeah. Andy Frisella says of all the things that he's done, he said that has helped the most. And he said he'll never stop doing it. I think he dealt with quite a bit of anxiety, and he said that's helped more than anything.
Well, so have I, and so have you. And some of that could be vitamin issues. It could be any number of things, but I do know this much. When I do that deep breathing, combined with all this other stuff, you would be shocked. And I'm even pointing it out in the video. Look, if you think this doesn't work, the grounding and everything else, try this little experiment. If you're already doing any deep breathing, do it one day and see how long you hold your breath in between cycles. Let's say it's 2 minutes. Now do it when you're grounded and see how much longer you can hold your breath. You'll be shocked, because what's happening, as I'm told, is that the red blood cells, they're basically clumped up together. When you ground and you're getting all those positive ions out of your, or negative ions out of your body, they basically separate. Now your blood is able to carry more hemoglobin, as I understand it. All I know is at the end of the day, you feel like a million bucks. And you know what? Not one thing here I told you about costs money. Not one. Pharmacist Ben has this acronym, and he calls it NORM, N-O-R-M. Stands for Neutrogenate, Oxygenate, Rest, and Move. So you should be moving during the day. Michelle, you had something to say about this earlier. You're saying regarding women and weight training and some of this other stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a biohack that I was going to bring up. There's this, it's strength training. And there's this doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. She's done a lot of research on strength training, not just with women, but with older people. And building muscle and eating protein is some of the most important things you can do, and especially to help with dementia. Like, believe it or not, it's very... You want strong bones, that'll help with falls as you get older, but also to keep your brain healthy, strength training and eating like about a gram of protein per pound of body weight.
Yeah, if you can possibly work it out. Samantha's saying, what, this has to happen in the morning? I don't know that it has to happen in the morning, but I know everybody does it that way. I know that a lot of former MMA fighters would do it in the evening to help with inflammation and stuff like that, as far as the cold showers. I've done it both ways. So now I'm going to start making it something that I do religiously, and I'm going to go a lot longer than 20 seconds. But that was like my first time in a while. And I was like, okay, man, I just had to do it. I was going to feel like a failure if I didn't do it, because I told you in the last podcast I was going to do it. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to keep it up, and I'm going to keep going, and I'll let y'all know. Also, supposedly, according to other people out there, that apparently cold plunges are the best way to lose fat. I don't know all the what fors and how tos or whatever, but if that's something you're concerned about, I guess that's also another reason that your body's working overtime to try to get that stuff off and kicking. I know one thing, when I was in Alaska, we were eating, I mean, there was a day or two when it was actually 70 below. When I was up in Alaska, we were eating thousands and thousands and thousands of calories, thousands. They didn't even try to hold back food, and you were still losing weight, and you were like, how is this happening? Yeah. When you're in a cold environment, believe it or not, your body is kicking out a lot. It's got to work harder. Everything that goes into your lung has got to be, you know, warm. By the time it hits the bottom, you know, your body's working overtime to make that happen. I mean, homeostasis is a wonderful thing. Huh, it's kind of like God knew what he was doing, huh? All right. So here's another little hack that I don't know if I invented it. I don't know. And somebody else did let me know. But look, y'all, this is one that is really, really working out well. I'm trying to get her to do it. Okay. I've talked about it before. Okay. So you go through your day, you're doing your thing. You want to try to eat right if you can. That's going to look differently for a lot of people. We talked about this other stuff, but here's the latest that I've come up with. Okay. So I was sending texts back and forth to Eric about a couple of things. And there was this doctor, I can't think of his name right now, but he suggested that up until the age of 7, in fact, the Jesuits would say that, give me a child, and by the time he's 7 or 8 years old, I'll give you back the man. Meaning that you can do an extraordinary amount of programming in that first 7 to 8 years. And the reason is people say that we're in a theta brain state at that age. Now, as you grow older, generally the only time you end into that theta state is right when you're on the verge between conscious and unconscious. And that, according to a number of people out there, is one of the best ways to do what some folks call self-hypnosis. Other people do lucid dreaming. I'm not down for any of that stuff. I think you're opening yourself up to some things doing that. But there was stories about Thomas Edison, that the reason he came up with so many wonderful ideas is that apparently he would sleep with something. He would take a midday nap. And when he did, he didn't actually want to go to sleep. He wanted to be somehow new intuitively that if he can keep himself on the verge or just wake himself up right when he's about to go to sleep, that he would have fantastic ideas. And he would hold something in one of his hands as he would sit in his chair. It would fall, it would break, and it would wake him up. And then he would wake up these, I mean, that's how the story goes. Well, it turns out Edison was on to something, like, you know, he was in so many other things. So the idea being, some people will call it self-hypnosis. I don't call it that because it's not. What I've done is take the King James Version, audio version of a Bible, and I've overlaid it. And it's not the best recording in the world, but it's the best I know how to do until I figure out how to do better. I took it and I overlaid it literally with music from whole tones that instead of being the 440 hertz that you hear on everything on the radio, all the instruments in whole tones is tuned to 440, 528, and all the other healing frequencies that exist out there. So I'm like, well, how cool would it be if I could take this Old Testament audio version and overlay it with these really healing frequencies? So I told you the other week that I'm out there weed eating, I'm listening to this, and I can't get enough. It is just literally deeply soothing. So I said, well, why don't I do this and go to sleep with it? I did. And I woke up the next day feeling absolutely like I could go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with me. I felt fantastic. And so I said, okay, let me make another mixtape. Use the same music. This time I'm going to narrate myself saying, okay, when I'm doing my meditation, I'm trying to undo all the things I don't like about me. Okay. I'm not in there trying to do any Oprah self-help stuff like, oh, you're guilty and you're blaming somebody else for it. No, there are things that all of us identified in ourselves that need issue, that need work. So when I'm meditating, I'm trying in my meditation to be very conscious of the negative thoughts I might think throughout the day. All of those things were programmed into me as a kid. So why not unprogram them? If I got to be in a theta state to do some of this stuff, why not play these tapes of me talking to me as I'm going to sleep, where it's a mixture of me doing some rah-rah stuff. There's a mix. I won't go through all of it. Maybe one of these days I might actually read what's on it. But it's kind of personal to me. And it's like, okay, good night. I could probably read some of it here. Let me see if it's not going to throw us out too much. I mean, little things like, and the music's playing in the background. I'm capable and strong. I overcome every challenge that comes my way. I grow stronger and resilient every day. I trust my ability to succeed. I am happy. I succeed. I welcome challenges into my life with open arms. My mind is clear and focused. I achieve all my goals and I'm realizing my dreams. I'm filled. Okay. I'm filled with inner peace because Jesus died for my sins. This peace gives me strength and confidence. I got a whole list of things in here. Things like I am blessed, I'm happy, I'm loved by the Most High. Things like that, when you come, like I was talking about being a person in the beginning of this podcast that really struggled with identity. I found that identity, but okay, bad luck for me because I'm still dealing with this 7 or 8 year old and all this idiotic trauma that I had to go through. So now what I'm doing is I'm playing back to myself when I'm attempting to go to sleep. So I got 30 minutes worth of this stuff. And then I'm also doing, you know, some of the Psalms I'm reading in there. I'm just gave you a, like a Cliff Notes version of what I'm saying. And I'm playing this to myself. And believe it or not, y'all, I'm going to sleep programming myself, not with some guru out there, what he's going to tell me, because I ain't trusting what's being overlaid in that. I'm playing healing frequencies while I'm talking to me, saying, hey, man, not like, hey, dude, you're going to get $1 million, because honestly, those things don't mean anything to me anyway. It's, hey, man, you're not too bad a guy, but here's how you get better. You know, hey, this is what you were programmed with. I'm going to put this in its place.
Right.
Instead of looking for the negative in most people, start looking at the positive, but be aware of the negative. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's things like that where, and I'm spending time on this, y'all, because it's one of the most important hacks that nobody has ever, I mean, Dr. Lipton has talked about doing tapes like this, but overlaying it with the healing frequencies, I think is the game changer. And like I said, I don't get anything from Whole Tones or anything like that. I'm just saying, I know that their music is done in a frequency that is in these ranges that are healing. It is not going to every single song you hear on the radio, even your Christian songs. Just about every single one of them, if not all of them, is tuned at 440 hertz. Yeah, I can give you the history as to why that happened. But the point of it being is we now have access. Some of this stuff is actually free. You can download it for free. It just, to me, it just doesn't, the quality isn't as good as whole tones.
Yeah. And I think you can go on YouTube and search for like whatever frequency you want and find songs. I've done that before too.
I'm worried about that though, because yeah. A guy could have been a maniac.
True. But if you're looking for solutions, I mean, you can listen to it and see what you think.
Yeah. I mean, because honestly, when you hear these healing tones, you feel it viscerally. So I'm like, man, I'm falling asleep earlier. I'm sleeping deeper and I'm retraining my brain to where I'm waking up in the morning, where in the morning I would have to literally right after, like I told you, when my eyes open, I got to pray. But sometimes if I'm not careful, my mind is now the foremost part of my mind is dealing with a negative thought, you know? And I'm like, okay, how do I get over that? Since doing this, I'm not having no negative thoughts. Not saying this is working for everybody. I'm telling you, of all the hacks out there mentally, this is one of the ones that is absolutely working for me. So, you know, hey, maybe I'll put out a mixtape of me doing a lullaby to everybody out there. I'll do it.
Billy's mixtape's coming.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little mixtape. Do my little Barry Weiss voice. Can't get enough of your love, baby. No, I mean, I could do something. I don't know. I mean, it's not something I did it for me, and it would probably, because I'm thinking, okay, man, I never thought about being my own coach, but I'll try it because I'm not trusting a lot of these so-called gurus out there. I don't, like I said, they could be maniacs, man. They could be, you wake up being the son of Sam for all I know, man. I'm not playing. Honey, is there anything else you'd want to add to this?
No, I think that was my biggest thing, especially for women, is just getting women to lift heavy weights and eat more protein. I think is a big, I think people would see results from that, because, you know, I talk to just older family members and I hear a lot of injuries that especially older women get. And I think a little bit of strength and muscle would probably prevent some of those injuries.
Well, that's exactly what Gary Brecka was talking about, is that somewhere along the way in the United States of Amnesia, we tend to forget about the value of stress. Think about it, y'all. You stress when you lift weights, you're stressing your muscles, right? You need to stress your mind doing maybe puzzles or something like that. stress your body by getting it cold and uncomfortable. Okay. That's another form of stress. And then, so through all of these different stresses, how does that saying go? Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And that's true. I really, really believe that all the way around. So, the only thing I would add into there, and I still do it, and it's intermittent fasting. Good night, y'all. I mean, that is a game changer all in and of itself. And there's a bunch of different modalities. You can go out there. You can do one meal a day for a while. I try to mix it up. I haven't done it as of late. I do the intermittent fasting every day, but I haven't done, and I'm going to go back to it, where I took a little bit of a hiatus on doing a longer fast. So now I'm going to go back to doing something like maybe fasting 24 hours twice a week, 36 hours once a week, something like that, you know, every other week. I'm going to start switching it up, or maybe flip a coin and figure out literally that day what I'm going to do. There's so many wonderful things that happen to your body when you fast. So it repairs itself. All these wonderful things happen. There's nothing else I want to add to this. Look, y'all, the biggest thing is you can make your own mixtape. But honestly, if everything I pointed out in here, is there anything that costs money? Unless you want to. I mean, you can go out and buy a grounding mat, and they're handy. Unless you want to go out there and get cold, or you can make your own. I've shown you how to do that on Patreon. It doesn't matter. But nearly everything I just said here is free. And this is the very same stuff high-end trainers and life coaches like Gary Brecka are teaching people like Dana White, where it's just these little things that add up and make you so much better. All right, when we get back, straight into the Q&A.
Hey, Chef Keith Snow, your PimpCast tip of the day. I want to show you how to make luxurious dessert cream at home. Something called creme fraiche, or cultured cream, is a staple in many countries all over Eastern Europe, as well as other places in the world. But countries like Poland, Ukraine, Russia, Hungary, Slovakia, Czech Republic, and others use this stuff all the time. Now, while this is a simple and inexpensive thing to make at home, buying it in the store has become a joke at nearly $7 for 8 ounces. Now, this cream is amazing in savory dishes and sweet dishes. It's perfect in soup, stews, chili, on potatoes, on fruit pies, just on cut up fruit. You will love creme fraiche. So let's make it. And before I describe, you can also check out my YouTube channel. Just put in at Keith Snow. You can find a video where I describe and show how to make it there as well. But again, it's very simple. What you need to do is take a 16 ounce canning jar. Make sure it is sterile. I like to pour boiling water in it, and then pour out the boiling water and let it air dry. To that, you're going to add 1 tablespoon of cultured buttermilk. Make sure it does say that it's cultured on the package. Then add 1.5 cups of heavy or whipping cream. Stir it very well to combine. Cover it and let it sit on the counter for about 24 hours. Now, I don't suggest putting it on a hard surface like granite, because that can retain cold and affect the fermentation. So what I do is put it on top of a kitchen towel. Now, after 24 hours, you're going to take it and plop it into the refrigerator. Needs to chill off for about 6 hours, and it will thicken up and be really delicious and nutty. So it's not very hard to make, and the results are well worth it. And it's going to be a whole lot less if you make it yourself. One of the ways I love to eat this is to take medjool dates. Those are those big plump dates, and I dunk the dates in the creme fraiche, and it is an amazing treat. If you're interested in more culinary tips, podcasts, and more, check out harvesteating.com. Also, for those of you that drink coffee, I do have Brown Duck coffee in stock and plenty of my spices in stock. Thanks so much and take care.
The coffee and spices is off the hook. So go check out Chef Keith Snow. I don't know why that's such a tongue twister for me. All right, we're going to get straight into the Q&A right after I tell you who's sponsoring this next section. That's the TexasBoys.com. 5% off everything they got over there with promo code PERMA. And folks, that food force in a box is flying off the shelf. So you might want to get there now before they run out. You know what world we're living in? And they got a really, there's nobody out there with a price like they have. So go check out TheTexasBoys.com. All right. So right off the bat in the Q&A, I got some stuff here. Hearing from Nathaniel. Okay, he's picking up some American guinea hogs. He says tomorrow, this is actually a few days ago. And I'll just jump to the chase here. He said, in doing some research online, I came across articles saying never feed pigs raw eggs or meat. Well, or chicken internals, blood and feathers. Yeah. Well, me and a lot of the other people I know like me don't care about what they say there on that, because honestly, I fed all of the above. And in fact, if they have an option, if there's something they don't want to eat, they just don't eat it in most cases. Now, I would caution you with American guinea hogs. Some of the other ones, I would throw a whole dead chicken over there and they'll handle it themselves. I mean, the whole thing. There's other people I know that run pigs and do the same exact thing, have never, ever had a problem. I'd be careful when they're smaller. I wouldn't just throw anything over that fence into the pigs when they're small. And especially with guinea hogs, you want to be especially careful because you can almost get those guys too fat on grass.
Yeah.
I mean, just giving them a little bit more than grass, you got to be really, really cautious with those guys. Now, I will admit, of all the pigs I process, there ain't nothing that tastes better than an American guinea hog. But, and honestly, the fat's great too. But you better get them for the fat because there ain't a whole lot of meat on them for real.
The fat is worth, like, especially if you do any kind of baking, like the lard on those guinea hogs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. So, Troy and Jody, back in episode 147, we were talking about the lady named Maddie down there in South Carolina. She actually reached out to me. Anyway, yeah, they came up with an autopsy, and I've talked about this before. I'm going to probably try to get her on the show. And so anyway, the bottom line is they did an autopsy, and they're telling me that a pack of dogs did a single puncture wound on them. I think some people are calling some BS on this. Mm. Yeah, something's – you got dogs, man. I've seen too many dogs wear something out.
Yeah,
there ain't no single puncture wound.
No.
Even vampires leave more than one. I mean, come on. It sounds like, yeah, I'd like to get more on that story and find out what's up. Zach says, hey, Billy, thank you all for, he's talking about the meditation portion of the Pimpcast. Had a meditation practice for a decade. And basically, rather than beginning a regimen of antidepressants, the hospital pushed, I doubled down on my practice and healed my mind as much as possible. Yeah, I absolutely, y'all. I'm telling you, these meditations, they work, and it doesn't have to get, yeah, you got some out there that's going to get a little woo-woo and do some of this Kundalini stuff. Man, I ain't playing that. You can, what does it say in Psalm 1? In his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Okay, that can mean a lot of things for a lot of people. But for me, I know that when I'm meditating, I'm trying to become the person the Lord would have me be. I'm trying to be the best servant I could be. Be that best husband, best dad, best grandpa, best everything I know how to be. That's what I'm working on. And it's not, you know, like I'm rubbing some magic lamp waiting for a genie to come out and hook me up. It's nothing like that. Here's a little something I didn't see coming. There was a lady. Now, Carrie M. sent me this, and I don't know who this lady. Apparently, this lady is in Ireland. And she says, the way I get my news here is, it's written in a weird way, so I'm not quite sure how to say it. In a nutshell, I'll say it this way because I know the gist of it. That basically, they got him in a news blackout over in Ireland. And from what I understand, she says, you guys probably literally know more about what's going on in my country than I do. Local newspaper is no longer available in my town either. I have no idea when friends and et cetera have even died. Because of all the dumb stuff that's going on, look, the hammer's coming down in so many different places and with so many different people. And folks, you better be thinking long and hard about the freedoms you have and what you might have to do to keep them. Casey, he actually wrote here and he covered one of the things we've already covered right here. Listen to the Pimpcast and he was talking about the EMFs and, he says, along the same lines, I was looking in a white, well, hang on. He was looking in a digital sound. And that's basically what I was getting into a little while ago. With some of the sound in these digital frequencies that come over, or when it's compressed in your phone, I don't know that anybody's ever checked the effects on any of that, or whether or not it was a consonant or a dissonant sound. I don't know about that exactly, but what I do know is all just about every song coming across those airwaves are in 440 hertz. Everything before 1938 used to be in 444 hertz. Sure is funny, right after they changed it over, World War II, biggest calamity in history, at least that we, well, I don't know that it was, but no, I think honestly, I mean, honestly, you look at all the people that died in World War II, and there were a lot. You had a lot die in World War I. But I think Mao Zedong probably killed more than all of World War II combined in China alone. And they're still trying to figure out how many people he murdered. All right, what do you got on your end?
All right, one real quick question from Eagle Lover in Eagle Lover, Texas. Is the music that you were talking about spelled whole tones? WHOLETONES. Yep, that is the right. That's the right one.
Yep.
Okay, another question. If you can ground outside on concrete, can I ground in my basement on the concrete floor?
Yeah, I don't see why not. If you do want to know, okay, in your basement, the answer is probably going to be almost definitely yes. You can absolutely do it. If you ever wonder, I showed in that last video how you can tell. So you'll find something you know is grounded. Put one end of your meter there. Set your meter on -200. And put it on AC wave and hold on to one probe, take the other probe, put it to ground, and then take the probe that you're holding, touch the ground. And if it doesn't zero out, then it's not grounded. So if you do that on carpet, you're going to find out it doesn't work so well. You do it on concrete, you're grounded. It works.
All right. What results are you having from the new activities? Are you still fatigued?
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless, okay, here's another little hack I learned. I'm glad that question came up. So when you eat something, and I learned this a while ago, and then I started doing it again, and it makes all the difference in the world. Okay, so in a nutshell, here's how it goes down. If you have a meal for me, start with vinegar, apple cider vinegar, about a tablespoon. Drink it down first. Take some digestive enzymes. It's kicking up your stomach acid where it's really, really high. Okay. First thing you do is eat your salad. Believe it or not, eat your salad first.
Or vegetables.
Your vegetables, yeah. So eat that first all by itself because now it's filling your small intestine with something of a fiber mesh where things can't get through so quick. Then you eat your protein. Then you eat your fat. And then if you're going to eat some kind of dessert, you eat it after that. If you eat it in that order, you'll find out. I know it sounds crazy. This is one of those hacks. If you eat it in that order, you will be shocked. If you're one of those people that usually gets tired after you eat, eat it in that order and let me know how it works out for you. You're going to find out that you're not going to have that slump. You're not going to have that, what's that thing?
That crash.
Well, there's a thing that causes the crash, and I can't think of it right now. The insulin dump. That's not going to happen. And if you do it in the right order. Now, here's a conspiracy. And it was told by this French lady. You ever know when you go to a restaurant, they're always throwing bread or chips or something in front of you? That apparently, according to her, that the food industry has known forever and a day that if they can start you off with a carb, a starch, something like that, especially a simple carb, that they know that by the time dessert rolls around, there is a higher likelihood of you ordering dessert because in that 45 minutes after you ate that bread, you should have crashed. That's exactly why they start you with bread, even though most people in restaurants don't even know why they do it anymore. According to this French lady, that's why they started it. So back to your question. Yes, the other hack is, you can avoid a lot of that. Number one, if I eat straight up keto, I don't have a crash at all. Good, steady energy throughout the day. But if you're not eating that way, if you take in, like I said, start off with your vinegar, apple cider vinegar, digestive enzymes. Then after that, eat your greens. Then eat your protein, eat your fat. And then if you're going to have dessert, eat it last. See how you feel. It's going to be way better.
All right. Do you grow elderberry? Yes, we do. They're pretty young. We got some berries last year, but not enough really to do anything with. But hopefully this next year we will.
Yeah, Phantom's asking, any word on when William's dropping his new channel? No, I don't know. I know he's out there trying to get squared away on a number of things and doing some doing some
he said he was going to build up like a bank of videos and then come out with the channel. So I think he's probably recording a few before he, but we can, yeah, we'll try to find out from him and let everybody know.
All right. So what do you got?
Do you think it's better to let the chickens do it all in the run instead of hand turning? And I'm assuming he's probably talking about compost.
It depends on, well, nobody wants to hear the answer. It depends. In the run, if you're going to do a deep bedding method, you can just absolutely leave it. And the microorganisms will do all the work for you. Aeration might be a little bit of a problem, but if you do get that run wet, it's going to change things up a little bit. So it's all a matter of what it is you're trying to do.
All right. And this is the last question that I have. Do I need an EMP shield for both my house and the whole house generator, or just one will take care of both?
No, you usually use one for each. The whole house generator. Yeah, they make one that you can put on your generator specifically. And then there's another one. Theoretically, now I haven't tested this, but theoretically, no, I don't believe it would work. Yeah, I wouldn't take the risk. I mean, that's a big investment. If for no other reason than, you know, the lightning, if it were to hit the generator, then, you know, the generator is going to be jacked up, and at least you're covered, because EMP will cover you up to 25 Gs. If it hit the house, theoretically, you might say yes, but I don't know that I would take the chance. I'd get a separate one, because they do make the EMP mini. You could put that inside of a generator. In fact, you could probably use the regular one in there. Man, I'm trying to save you some money. If I was only going to get one, I would just get the one for the house. If you could only get one, I wouldn't take the generator over the house. Get your most important structure taken care of. And if you can only get one, I would get it for the house. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you on the generator. I'm not sure. I would get both. I know Danny at Deep South, that's how he's doing it. He's got it. That thing has an engine at all. It's got an EMP shield on it. And same here. There's also somebody else that had another couple of questions here. Yeah. Hey, Billy, how many days do you eat deer during the year? Honestly, I haven't had deer in quite a while. And last time I did, it was these kids that came over on Thanksgiving Day wanting me to process a deer. Was it last year?
I think it was the year before.
Might have been the year before. Yeah, that was the last time I ate deer. I'll be honest with you, I haven't gone after any because the freezers are so doggone filled, I can't fit anything else. So, I mean, yeah, I love venison. And like I said, the last venison I've eaten, in fact, I think I still got some out there. Last venison I was eating, that's how those kids paid me. They paid me out in meat. So I thought it was a fair trade. Reading exposure could also help the brain. Yeah, that was another, believe it or not, it's right here on my list. Not only reading, remember, having the ability to read only enables you to be a higher functioning slave unless you know whether or not what you're reading is accurate. So keep that in mind too.
Well, I think she was saying I was reading exposure to cold helps the brain do some cold showers or baths, but going outside with minimal coverage works too.
Well, all these hacks ain't helping my eyes none, because I've got about as far as that. Yeah.
Reading.
Yeah. I don't have any hacks for the eyes, y'all. Well, hey, thank y'all so much for being here tonight. Thank you in the chats. Hopefully Michelle didn't get us completely banned off of here saying that V word. So maybe next time we'll just, I don't know, maybe we'll have to do it on Rumble or who knows. We'll just see how it goes, y'all. Thank you so much for checking us out. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Until next time, stay alert.
Stay alive. Just a carbon copy. You sitting at me in a cottage. I'm talking saucy. All they want to build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. The Kamikaze got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They want to push me to the center like a cell. They want to spin up at the center of the next is me. They want me to I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior.